Greek myths may seem old for today's millennial kids, but director John Fleming sees the idea of transformation as a major part of their lives today.
Morphing and changing, that's not a big deal for young people now. You know, from Harry Potter to maybe the older ones looked at the Game of Thrones. You know, they grew up with the idea that you can change into an animal. I started looking around at the idea of change. For kids growing up today, it's a skill they have to learn because their ability to create change is going to be unprecedented.
Over the course of the play, humans change into a laurel tree, a cow, a cloud. Greta Kramer plays the character of Echo, who is cursed to only repeat the words of others. Echo is ultimately turned to stone.
I think that she's a very lonely, sad, misunderstood, and very frustrated character because she cannot express herself and nobody really understands what she's trying to tell them.
Then can you help me get rid of her?
Get rid of her?
Yes.
Yes?
No one should have too much of a good thing.
Greta, like many of the teens in the show, grew up in Yellow Springs Kids Playhouse. The company fosters change and growth in kids because they produce only original theater.
They have to make it up themselves. Oh, they can't say, oh, I went on YouTube and I saw another production and this is the way they did it. That doesn't happen with us because, you know, it's never been done before.
John Fleming grew up on Mardi Gras and masks in New Orleans and later trained in mime. For many years, he acted in experimental theater up and down the Mississippi River and then in New York City. Roger Babb is a well-known actor and director in the New York experimental theater scene.
And I know a lot of people, other playwrights and musicians who've come from New York to work with John on any number of bizarre, strange ideas that he had about what would make a good children's theater. He was generally pretty right.
Audiences experience YSKP shows in an outdoor amphitheater. Babb compares the summer event to the origins of Greek theater.
It's like a, you know, kind of a more ancient feel of community and sacrifice, and it's like eating a meal. And so they were already going to be something for the audience to chew on rather than just consume.
YSKP shows travel to other cultures and time periods. They also address topical issues like the environment or technology. Fleming wants the kids to see that they are part of something bigger than their own role or even this one play.
And I usually ask a question, I'm like, what is this show about? It's never been done before. I mean, what's it really about? And I'm always blown away by how smart they are. They get it, and then they get it in a deeper level even.
So Fleming believes kids can create entertaining characters that portray some deep ideas at times, as in the musical adaptation of the Middle Eastern Sufi tale, The Conference of the Birds.
At one point, I remember thinking to myself on a bad day of rehearsal, I'm doing a musical about death with kids. You know, what's wrong with me? But as it turned out, I mean, it wasn't about death, but it was about, you know, eternity.
Now, Yellow Springs Kids Playhouse faces its own big change. John Fleming is retiring from his role as artistic director. The board of YSKP is passing the torch to Ara Beal, an alumni who went on to become an arts educator.
The project I hope to get going with the high school next year is actually a devised theater piece, which means that the students will do some research and bring it to the rehearsal hall and get on their feet and create theater. And my job will really be more to guide them than to be the person with the final vision.
As John Fleming prepares to leave, he finds himself reflecting on the years with YSKP.
So I think it changed me working 20 years in this intensive way with kids is just being able to learn how to meet kids on their own level and being able to use that as the source for what they do on stage and enjoying them for who they are.
For WYSO and Community Voices, this is David Seitz.